K-Stain Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, all fresh, or I would say still humming off of a tremendous weekend here. But before we get into our topic on this Monday episode, of course, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on this Monday, August 12th, 2020. 24. The countdown is on to the season opener of K-State football against UT Martin, August 31st. Football, men's, women's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, everything across the board out there. Excuse me, in Manhattan, Kansas. I am currently trying to see about this preseason finish with K-State women's soccer, which they played Friday night. So I am going to be still be researching that. But this takes priority first, though. Travis Stoffert, the new head coach for cross country track and field, was hired, a couple weeks ago, right? And I was not aware of this until maybe before I jumped in to the weekend, right? This is huge. Obviously, Eric Kennard. And more, I'm probably going to do a follow-up episode. I've been saying this a little bit this summer on this podcast. Eric Kennard is going to be credited a gold medal for what he did in the last Olympics, right? And now, track and field, you already have this momentum. And another one of Coach Stoffert's new hires recently, over the weekend, got a gold medal. I'm talking about Tara Davis-Winhall, right? Took gold in the women's long jump over the weekend. Holy smokes. So already, Travis Stoffert, you're already off to a great start in Manhattan, right? Davis Winhall, she jumped 7.1 meters, or if you want to, we want to simplify this, right? 23 feet. Let me see this. Yeah, 23 feet and 3.5 inches. Woo! So, you know, I've been a part of some great cross-country teams. I was not a part of cross-country. Track and field, primarily at Barton. Now, if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you're new to this other K-State sports podcast, I ran track and field in high school. But that didn't start necessarily until late in high school, junior year. I know I'm dating myself way back. And I almost walked on to the K-State track and field program from Barton County Community College. Now, everybody should know that. Barton County, where that is. I'm not talking about the one in Fort Riley. I'm talking about way out Great Bend, Kansas, baby. Shout out Great Bend. But at the last couple of days before first practice or whatever it was, I decided to dip out of it because I was then in engineering, which that itself was a monster of a major, and K-State's known for its engineering. Yes, it is, but it's also known for its sports and primarily kind of under the radar track and field program because they have produced some beast over the last, decade or so. And with the retired Cliff Rovetto now out of the wings now, Travis Stoffert comes in. And Travis Stoffert, did a podcast on him. Go back and check that out on the Purple Project Podcast feed, wherever you get to listen to your favorite K-State podcast. He used to coach at Arkansas. And we all know Arkansas is a powerhouse. Again, Arkansas is connected to the spot episode because K-State women's soccer just played Arkansas not too long ago for the preseason back Friday. And I'll try to get those results somehow one way or the other for another episode. But back to Davis Winhall. We don't want Chitinus to focus on me. You're listening to me, so that's enough. But Davis Winhall's performance capped off a stellar run in these Olympics. She competed in the Tokyo Olympics. She finished sixth in the same event in Tokyo. So this was a monstrous performance by Davis Winhall. 25-year-old. She's 25 years old. And she also won gold in the 2024 World Indoor Championships in Glasgow, Scotland. Followed up, previously with a silver in the 2023 World Athletics Championships in Budapest, Hungary. You're listening to the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer the third here, and I'm also trying to get something finalized myself here. So that shouldn't be a problem. Again, if you guys have been wondering, I'll probably discuss that in another episode, or stay tuned to the original EG3 podcast for a huge recap of what I just pulled off. I still can't believe what I just did, but stay tuned for that this week. On that particular podcast, I might talk about a little bit for on a solo episode on the Pro Project Podcast. So again, stay tuned for that. Yeah, so that's all I got for there. But also, KC, we also gotta know KC bringing back. It's also getting back another gold medalist, Raytown, Quincy Hall. Shout out Quincy Hall. 400, and oh, by the way, yes, the 400 became my specialty all the way through high school, and then did a little bit of that at Barton County. But Quincy Hall, Raytown South, your own KC Raytown in the house, getting it done. So a lot of things going on right there in a matter of, what, 5 days in the track and field. I had no idea until I read that Quincy Hall graduated from Raytown South. So Raytown South, shout out on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. So Tara Davis went, let me get it right for y'all here. Pull this back up. The Travis Gopher's assistant, Tara Davis Winhall, wins gold. Quincy Hall with a rally to win the 400. That was some epic. That was some dope stuff right there. Almost said a bad word. That was some dope stuff, right? I could go ahead and say that, but I'm going to keep it 100. That was some dope stuff right there by Quincy Hall. I don't have the time. I think it was like 43-something because he was way back. And then the epic kick at the 150 mark by Quincy Hall pulls it off. We've seen some epic finishes to this on a track and field to this Paris Olympics, just across the board. I'm going to have to watch everything back over again. But Quincy Hall, yeah, he was done for. But again, don't say until the old saying, don't sing until the fat lady sings. And Quincy Hall just absolutely turned up. I mean, he was doing that throughout the Olympic Games. I mean, he would go out, and then next thing you know, he just kicked it. He would just kick it to high gear. That's where the race won at. That one, last 150, you have enough in the tank, you can turn it up on guys. So he's been doing that all of the games, and that was epic right there. And Tara Davis winning Hall, doing her thing on the women's high jump. No, excuse me, women's long jump, excuse me, as well. So, I mean, yeah, Quincy Hall, he didn't go to K-State, but I had to throw it in there because that's part of some USA dominance right there, if you will, right there. But there's some disappointments in there as well. As well with the 4x1. Woo, that was ugly. That was ugly right there. But they got some work to do, and I don't want to get on some a rant about Noah Lyles in the 200. Oh, like I said, I don't know where I want to start, but we did start with our own K-State track and field assistant, Tara Davis Winhall, winning gold medalist, coming back to Manhattan, gold medalist in a women's long jump right there. There's so much momentum going on, and Travis Gopher, you're already off to a great start already. We're not even coaching a meet yet. I had no idea she was a coach. I thought she was a student. The way that she looked, but yeah, she is an assistant coach. So kudos, big kudos to Tara on that huge achievement, and of course, congratulations to Quincy Hall for just a stellar performance across the board in the 400 meters in the Paris Olympics. Just, we saw some tremendous performances, and again, and some disappointments and some shocking developments on the gymnastics side I'm not even gonna get into that, because that just, yeah, I could really, could really go off right now, but I'm gonna save all that for the EG3 pod this week for sure. But yeah, but so we'll see what goes on there. But yeah, congratulations, Quincy Hall and Tara Davis Woodenhall, gold medalists, 2024 Paris Olympics. And there's a lot of momentum right now coming this week. We'll see how that carries on, and a lot of momentum for yours truly at the time of this thing. And again, we want to remind everybody who's a K-State fan, make sure you download, subscribe. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you download, subscribe, give us 4 or 5 stars for the Pro Parts of the Podcast, all things K-State sports. It will help us out tremendously. Spread the word to other K-State fans out there who are getting ready for football season out there. It's getting exciting, folks. So a lot of expectations around football right now. Women's soccer coming off a preseason match against Arkansas. Again, I'm going to try to find out what will happen there. Hopefully, I'll do an episode there as well. If you haven't missed out on any episodes, including checking in on guys like DJ Giddens, Dylan Edwards, Avery Johnson, make sure you go back and download, check those out. We recorded, when I didn't record a press, we took a little snippets from the press conferences last week, so definitely want to go check those out if you missed out on those as well. That's going to wrap things up on a special Olympic edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. I'm a little bit hyped up. Hyped up than more normal, or maybe this is the normal. I don't know. But again, thank you so much, K-State fans, for stopping by and give us a listen today. Again, you like what you're hearing. A lot more coming from this podcast. Again, we're going to do the postcast and immediate reaction following every football game. You're going to get an immediate reaction from me, myself, and then you're going to get a more deeper analysis, Alex Aiden, myself, on the Podbean app, Pearl Project Podcast, Greer 380s Podcast on Podbean. Make sure it's an app. Make sure you download the Podbean app now and do that. Me and him will talk after every K-State football game this year. So K-State football, as we all know, a lot of expectations around that. So we'll see if they can, fulfill those. or we can stay cautiously optimistic and see if K-State can fill the void. A lot of talent there across the board as well. But for right now, we better put a pin on this before I just go on and on. But thank you so much again, Wildcat fans, Wildcat Nation, for checking out this latest Monday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to y'all next time. Go Cats!